Hello and welcome to episode 7 of series 2 of the Poolside Pass Coaches Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be speaking to Lumaterra of Youth Sport Nutrition, a company whose aim is to make sure that young athletes around the world get adequate nutrition within their diets by designing bespoke products such as protein to help athletes get their recommended daily allowance of all the nutrients. Before we get into the episode, just an update, we've got Graham Wardell and Joel Fink coming on the podcast in the next couple of weeks. So hopefully those episodes will be enjoyed by many. Before we get into the topic, just a quick line from our sponsors, Streamlined. Become a qualified swimming teacher with Streamlined in as little as 6 days. Learn at your own pace and be guided by our expert tutors. You can do your training face-to-face, online in real time, or a combination of the two. Assessment can be in your club using videos or attending one of our assessment venues. We offer tailored, high-quality support. Quote the Poolside Pass for an extra 10% discount. Okay, so I think it's about time I introduced Lou. Lou, welcome to the podcast. Lou's the CEO of Youth Sport Nutrition. How are you doing, Lou?
Hi, Jamie. Thanks very much for having me on. I'm absolutely fine. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to get going to the podcast.
Yeah, good stuff. So why don't you just give us like a little bit of background into Youth Sport Nutrition as a brand, and how it came into being, what it is you do?
Yeah, of course. So Youth Sport Nutrition, so we're developers of the world's first recovery nutrition shake. Obviously, you know by the name of the product is protein. So it's kind of geared up towards active youths. And what it's there to do is to support their nutritional needs when whole food isn't available. Again, if it's a case of you've got teenagers with selective eating habits or lack of time, it's really there to replace the most inconvenient meal after training or to counter selective eating.
Good stuff. So how was it, when did you decide that this was kind of an area that needed something, and how did you go about kind of developing your product?
Yeah, of course. So my background is in professional strength and conditioning. So college, university, did sports science, and I managed to work my way up. So I got a job originally as an intern with Newcastle United as an S&C coach. So when we came in there, I started with the under eights. So kind of writing programs, delivering sessions, then worked up year after year to the 9s, 10s, 13s, 16s, and then eventually assistant to the under 18s. So obviously we're working day in, day out with young athletes. And I think obviously with it being, I suppose, a Premier League club, they've got everything catered for when it comes to the coaching, when it comes to the training. Obviously everything's really well structured. But when it comes to nutrition, I think this is probably the case across the board, is there's not a huge amount of resource there. And I think nutrition as a concept is confusing, I think, even for us as adults. You've got individualization, you've got obviously a lot of time pressures as well, particularly so for young athletes. And then you've got to consider the fact that they're also going through a rapid growth spurt, which means that their nutritional requirements are separate from that of adults and also from those, say, kind of 8 below our prepubescent. So what we noticed, so it's myself and my co-founder, Ben, who also works for Youth Sport Nutrition, we both worked at Newcastle United, is that obviously the coaching, the training, obviously the facilities were great. But when it comes down to nutrition, there was really no resource. And what you'd find is, again, purely due to the fact that the parents are working full time, they're traveling, in some extreme cases, kind of 2 to 3 hours each way, twice every day, maybe 4 or 5 times a week, including match days. And what they would do, I think, again, as you would expect, because there's not a huge amount of education around it, they would just probably take their kids to McDonald's, or they'd just be getting snacks out of the vending machines. Again, which you get because it's cost effective, it's convenient, and it tastes good, so it ticks a lot of the boxes. But what we notice is that obviously if they've got everything else in place, one of the key differentiators when it comes to athlete success and how well they do in sport as a predictor, it comes down to obviously their focus on training, their ability, but it also comes down to the nutrition. If you kind of say pit one kid against another who's equal in ability, equal age, same gender, etc. But then you give one a good nutritional kind of profile or standard to meet, and the other one just kind of does what he wants to do, that's going to make the difference. So we wanted basically to see, is there a way that we can create something that can tick all of the boxes for young athletes? Because at the minute, if you look at kind of, you know, the supplement market as in general, you've got two extremes. You've got, say, the baby formula side of things, which is for infants, and then you've got the adult population, so your kind of mass market supplements, which aren't made for or suitable for this kind of adolescent phase. I know a lot of it, of the marketing and kind of what you would, especially from a parent's perspective, what you see is that it's all about athletic prowess, bigger, better, faster, stronger, you know, big muscly guys, really skinny girls, which realistically isn't really something that the product can do. It's only obviously with the correct training that you're going to get them results. And obviously teenagers physiologically don't have the capacity to do so. So you've got an ethical component and you've got a physiological component. So what we wanted to do is to kind of switch it and say, is there a way that we can actually design and manufacture a product that's going to tick the same boxes as McDonald's? So it tastes good, it's convenient, obviously it's cost effective as well. And can we find exactly what differentiates youth athletes from the adult population, from the infant population, and put something together that's going to be bespoke for young athletes? So that's kind of long story short how the actual idea came about. It wasn't until 2015 where we got a little bit of funding behind the idea to get something going. It took us the best part of, say, 2 years to actually do all of the research and combine it and put something together into a product. And launched in 2017. And to be fair, the formula hasn't really changed much since then.
Right. So, you know, I guess when, especially in those kind of academies, whether you're at Newcastle or Sunderland or Man United or Man City, the content of the coaching that's being delivered on a training pitch, it doesn't really differ in terms of what they're actually doing there. It doesn't differ at all. But like you say, the nutrition, if everyone's doing the same stuff on the pitch, then the stuff that happens off the pitch in terms of nutrition, well, that's going to be the real difference, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a lot of additional problems for youngsters because a lot of them are fussy eaters. Add that on to the fact a lot of the time they're time starved. Obviously, I know you do a lot of work with swimmers, as do we. I would say it's probably one of our largest audiences that we're able to add value to. The biggest reason for that is because they're up really early in the morning, they're rushed to training, they then rush to school, they're rushed back home, then back to training if they've got a land training, and then maybe a pool session at the end, and then they're back home again in the car straight to bed. From a parent's perspective, it's really difficult for them to have something prepared. First and foremost, if they don't know exactly what they need, because obviously your meals are going to be different depending on A, what time of day, or what time is it before training, during training, after training. So again, there's a big educational gap there, which we're also set up as a separate arm of the business to help. But obviously the product itself plugs in quite nicely because it does, it adds that convenience that they need to actually make it possible. Because sometimes otherwise their only option is either to skip the meal completely, or just to have, again, like you say, something fast, cheap, sugary, or again, not going to be completely healthy for them like a McDonald's.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about kind of your hallmark product, protein. Mm-hmm. What makes protein? What makes it special? What makes it different to other shakes available?
Yeah. So obviously, we're catering for a niche, and obviously that niche is the adolescent population. So, as I said, you've got two parts of the market at the minute. So what we wanted to do was answer two main questions. The two questions were, what are the common deficiencies that the population in this group needs? So what separates them from adults? And also, what kind of nutritional requirements do they have or need that differentiate them from adults, or again, from the prepubescent group? And a lot of it for us, you'll find, is very much around the structural side of things. I think you can look at the product, and because of the name, protein, which is the name is a portmanteau, which is kind of a merge of two words. Yeah, so it's professional and teen, but obviously you've also got the protein connotation that goes alongside it. A lot of people think of it as a protein shake, which it isn't really. It's pretty much complete recovery nutrition for youth athletes. So the thing that really makes us different is the micronutrient profile. So by macronutrients, I mean the vitamins and the minerals, and that's really what differentiates them. So if we're talking about going through kind of a rapid period of growth, it's not necessarily the muscles that we're focusing on. It's the structural integrity. So that's why a lot of the focus is, say, on calcium. And then if we're looking at, obviously, for your bone structure development, and your skeletal structure isn't really properly formulated anyway until you're 25. If you're overtraining, which a lot of youth athletes do, because not only are they doing one sport, a lot of the time they've got PE at school or they're doing a couple of different sports, dipping their toe in to see which one they like best, or maybe they enjoy them both. So it's difficult for them, again, to get something specifically for them, but also have it in one product as opposed to having lots of different things. This is kind of something that is a one size fits all that's actually bespoke to them. And then bigger picture, if you're looking even at gender differences, a lot of the deficiencies, I think, is up to 80-90% of females, if you look at some of the research, are deficient in iron. Obviously, as they go through puberty, and unfortunately, they don't seem to like or want to increase their intake of green leafy veg as well, which doesn't help, which is going to be a key kind of whole food source of that. And then especially so for swimmers, going back to the example I gave before, they're either in bed, they're in the car, they're in the pool, they're at school, they're in the car, they're back in the pool, they're in the gym, they're in bed. And it doesn't help in, I suppose, especially in the northeast, but in the UK, the weather isn't always great. They're not getting a huge amount of sun apart from the summer. So the vitamin D side of things as well, it's a huge, big, significant deficiency that you see across the board. So it was evaluating all of them and then finding exactly, so there's age groups or categories, because again, you've got different nutritional needs in terms of what you can actually absorb from adults, obviously for teenagers. So it was a case of finding exactly what the micronutrient profile is specific to that age range, cross-gender. So again, we can get a balance between the two that fits both, and then put it together in a product in exactly the right amount. So if you look at the back of the pack, obviously just specifically focusing on the micronutrients, you'll see they're in very specific amounts. Again, there's a reason for that, and that's to try and hit or exactly get what they need for the day.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
I think it's really good that you've got this kind of almost one product that hits all of the key points that, in terms of nutrition that these youth athletes need to be hitting. What other services are around this? What other products do you offer kind of around the protein?
So at the minute, we're still a single product brand. The reason I say that at the moment is because we've got a couple of things in the pipeline and that we've been building during lockdown. But as I said, towards the start, there's kind of two arms to the business. I think as we discovered and learned more as we went up the incorporation route, the biggest problem that was present at the football club was the education side of things. It's really confusing. It's hard for us as adults to know because everyone's got different schedules, again, if you've got dietary intolerances, different palates, different tastes, preferences, things you will or won't eat. And then you've got your individualization. So factoring in all of that becomes really hard to get a one size fits all. What we do, we've got a couple of platforms where we do, I'll go back to the start before I come back to it. So at the start, the way that, because we only had a small amount of investment, we wanted to get this message out to as many parents and young athletes as possible. The idea is to kind of get them educated at a young age so they can take that in their later life. It's almost like kind of forming principles. So we go club to club and we do nutrition talks for about an hour. Nothing at all related to the product. Just all about food first. What does good or correct nutrition look like for youth athletes? So it's just kind of going through all the fundamentals, all the basics. But as time went on, it's not really scalable. And by scalable, I mean, it's obviously quite time intensive and you obviously need people doing it and traveling. So we've merged and put that into a webinar, which now anyone can tune in at any time. We've got an in-house nutritionist who will write blogs twice a month. They go out in a newsletter and obviously host it on the site. We also have a Food First app, which we put together, which again is just a lot of parents are stuck with the situational side of things. For example, my son gets home late from, say, their training sessions. what can I give him? Or again, what can you have? What do healthy snacks look like? So we put together an app really just collating and answering these questions and just empowering parents really to be able to make more better informed decisions and have things done for them, because again, they take a lot on. Obviously, a lot of them have got full-time jobs as well as looking after 1, 2, 3 teenagers. So it's difficult. So really just wanted to try and help, more so from a corporate responsibility side of things, but also just to hammer home the fact that, yes, our product is there, but it's very much centered around the convenience factor more than anything else. By nature, a supplement is there as well as not to replace. So really, it's just all about building good foundations and helping them give back as much as we can as a company.
Excellent. So I know you said already, you've kind of gone through a few changes through lockdown. Mm-hmm. As part of that, you're kind of launching a new kind of affiliate program, which we're at the Poolside Bar, so we're very proud to be signed up as an affiliate. How can clubs benefit from the work that U Sport Nutrition does?
So we have, obviously we've just released the affiliate program, which is still a pilot trial at the moment. So we'll be reviewing it and watching it closely. Clubs, we do a separate partnership with them. So basically we could partner with them so they can kind of benefit from the profile in terms of getting greater coverage from their side. And from our perspective, what we do is we go in and we offer them either like one-to-one Q&A sessions with the parents, with our nutritionists. We'll give them kind of free product drops as well every quarter. So there's quite a few things. It's quite multifaceted really in terms of what we can offer them. And I think especially so if we're talking about swim clubs, a lot of them are parent run in that they rely on the community for funds. So we've also designed something that can be automated that can actually give back monetarily to the club based obviously on how much value that we can offer them. And obviously from the product as well, if they're able to pitch it to parents who will actually benefit from it. It means they can get some sort of kickback in there, which will help them too.
Excellent. So finally, just from yourself really, what's on the horizon for U Sport Nutrition? You know, what areas are you aiming to be kind of growing in the future?
There's a few. So as I said, we're still a single product brand at the minute, but top secret, we are releasing a pre-sport / halftime or breakfast snack bar that should be available before September this year. I think the product we have at the moment is great because it adds the convenience to the hardest time for parents, which is typically after training, whether they're going straight home to bed or straight to school, plugs in quite nicely. But the problem that a lot of parents have is that they don't actually have anything that they can have before, during, training or as a snack. Again, they'll just end up turning to vending machine foods. So we've put quite a lot of time and resource into developing something again specific to youths that can give them a little bit of a boost. So that'll be coming out. We're also looking to diversify the flavor range of the product as well. Got a couple of new flavors coming out. We're also looking to branch into a vegan version as well. Again, just trying to make things as plant-based, as sustainable as possible as well. Why it's the hard thing for us though to do that is to maintain the taste profile at the minute. So we base the product on, believe it or not, the taste profiles of McDonald's milkshake. So you've got 3, strawberry, chocolate, vanilla. Again, like this is another thing that took so long to develop the brand, was to make sure that it tastes right, because the main problem that youths have is that if it doesn't taste right, it's not going in. So trying to get all of these nutrients, get the balance for everything right, but also getting it to taste nice was really difficult. And that's why I think the vegan products took a little bit longer to come out, but that's on the horizon. And then as a business, we're also just about to incorporate in the United States. Obviously, their youth sports over there are mega. I think they get primetime TV. So I think it would be good for us to be able to offer value to parents over there, because you can't buy it anywhere at the minute because we're an online business. But in terms of distribution, it's obviously quite expensive for them to get it shipped over. So having a distribution site, and I think a lot of it be led primarily through Amazon and their fulfillment services to hold it and ship it. So hopefully we'll see that all coming in the next 6 months. So we'll see. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Lou, thank you very much for your time. I hope everything that that you've just alluded to. Hope it comes into fruition over the next 6 months for you guys.
Thanks.
Listeners, thank you very much for tuning in for this episode. I'm trying to take this time to point you towards both our website, www.thepoolsidepass.com, and the U-Sport Nutrition website. Lou, can you just give the listeners an update on where they can find more information out about U-Sport Nutrition?
Yeah, no worries, Jamie. So our website is www.youthsportnutrition.co.uk.
Excellent. And of course, we're available on social media at the Poolside Pass, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I know U-Sport Nutrition are also on the social medias as well.
Yeah, we're on at Team YSN _ across all profiles, apart from Facebook, where we are just Youth Sport Nutrition, all one word.
Excellent. Thank you very much for listening, guys. And until next time, keep learning and take care.